You are listening to WWBC Coco and Rhode Island, W234 BI Coco and Vieira, W264 AS Melbourne and Palm Bay.
This song was literally written for those that endure. The Bible tells us to endure hardness as good soldiers. Any warriors in the house tonight that made it, clap your hands right now.
Inside of me and greater is he that is in me.
Listen to this.
Sing, John.
The great one restores. The great one needs more than all this world could ever be.
The great one, he will do it.
greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that is in me. Oh,
and
he that is in me.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will show you a work being formed on a wheel. We have come to hear the songs coming from the vessels that have been crafted by the awesome hand of God. I heard a voice from heaven say, who is worthy to open the seals and to loose the book? And there was weeping in heaven, for no one was found who was worthy. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He is worthy to be praised, for unto him shall be declared glory and honor.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. We're going all the way to Brooklyn, New York, and we're going to bring on one of the greatest gospel singers, one of the greatest gospel singers in the world. I thank God for his anointing. Somebody say, Darrell, 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 come on, Darrell, Darrell McFadden and the Fantastic Disciples. Come on, let's give God a hand of praise.
Something on the inside, the world is doing
working,
yeah,
on the outside.
Something
blessed within outside. That happiness that I have on the inside, strong and blessed on the outside.
Together and give him praise. He's God and he's worthy, and I feel a shout of deliverance coming down in my soul. Come on and let's praise his name tonight.
So you enter into this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, you won't be the same. So you tell me, been to your physician. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh yes.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your brokenness.
temptation, but deliver us from evil. Al Green this morning. 22 on the down side of 9 o'clock this morning. Charles Gospel Ministry this morning. That's Reverend F.C. Barnes.
Jesus. Yes, I'm
enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Ever since I found him, my soul's been happy. I'm enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's so good to have the joy. And I'm enjoying Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm
enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ever
since I found him, my soul's been happy.
I'm
enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm feeling fine. I've got joy divine. It's been one glorious day with Jesus as my guide. With this joy deep inside, there is no better way. Because I'm enjoying Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Burns this morning in the Sunset Jubilee.
Enjoy
Jesus this morning. The time now is about 26 minutes. I see on the upside of 10 o'clock this morning. Good morning to you. You're tuned into the Charles Gospel Ministries this morning. Co-chair, Sister Becky. It's all about Jesus. Right about now, we want to say good morning to Brother Babs this morning. We want to say good morning to Brother Nick and also Brother Randy this morning. Going up to Pennsylvania town this morning, want to say good morning to my main man and compadre, Brother Dustball. Want to say good morning to Brother Brown this morning. Feeling you strong, my brother. Brother Felton and all of the other radio angels out there. Joe's truth, God's man of faith for you in your radio this morning. Doing the power out. Right about now, it's about that time that we kind of let you in on our sponsors. I want to bring Sister Becky in and let you know about both of our sponsors, Brother Freddie and the rest of them. Good morning to you, Brother Freddie.
Good morning. We are brought to you in part by Freddie's Custom Paint and Fireworks. Freddy's had got it together. Freddy's open Monday through Saturday. He has affordable housing. He also has a barbecue spot. For more information, contact Freddy at 321-453-6316. We're also brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Garden. Riverview Memorial Garden has burial options, private family estates, and they will suit your family needs for whatever you need. For more information, contact Duncan McKenzie at 321-632-9050. We're also brought to you in part by Crest Cleaners. Crest Cleaners has several locations to serve you. Cocoa, Titusville, Merritt Island, Port St. John, Melbourne, and Vieira. They will do your cleaning. They have same-day service, alteration, minor repairs. For more information, contact Keith at 321-632-1006. We're also brought to you in part by the Stone Fruiter Home. In here, we're here in the time of need to ease the stress in the time of your bereavement. Sister Jan Stone has two locations, 516 King Street, Cocoa, Florida, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida. Stone Fruiter Home is the house that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. For more information, contact Jan Stone at 321-636-2344. Back to our service with Mr. Charles Harris.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you so much this morning. Trinity 5:7 this morning.
I am. I don't play these games, not going out like that. Let me explain. Trying to save myself, don't pressure me. My spirit leads me to celibacy. I have to just be real, and I know it's fair. I want to please my God.
Can I take it? That's a dedication for Clyde Harris down in Margate, Florida. Good morning to you down that way. To be long. Also going out this morning to Matty Williams in Pompano Beach.
We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be.
We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of my friends thought that was funny, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. We were raised in a shack yard, sometimes clothes were thin that we put on our back. Listen here, Mama and Daddy, they done the best we could. They always told me, son, always be good. But out of all the things, yeah, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, it's been good. Ain't God been good? How many of you know tonight that God's been good? Let me ask you, did he bring you? Did he bring you? How many know God got power? How many know he got power? Let me tell you what he done for me. Let me tell you what he done for me. He healed my body. Won't God heal? When I was a little boy, I had polio in my right leg. Look at it. Lordy. 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 Ain't God good tonight? Tonight. Let me ask you something tonight. Anybody know I'm about to rock in a real life? Anybody know I'm about to pray? Anybody know I'm about to pray? And a star of life. I wonder, can I get one away? 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 Question. I got one more question. Can I ask you one question? I don't mean to be nosy. Anybody got the Holy Ghost? I know that the Lord
been good? Ain't it been good? I tell you, you know what I tell him sometimes? I may not have a Mercedes Benz, but I sure thank you for the little car you gave me.
Yes.
I may not have a condominium, but I thank you for my little house that you blessed me with. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Karen Clark Shears this morning. Good morning to you all over Brevard County and the whole world.
Without you, I realize.
I'll tell the truth, baby. Shame the devil is born.
Heavenly Father.
you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Now I have you, a whole new life begins. I ask you to forgive me for all the wrong that I've done. Lord, please forgive me if I've hurt anyone.
Thank you, Jesus. You're my Savior, you're my Lord. I'm a new creature with a brand new heart. I renounce Satan and all of his works.
Thank you, Jesus. You're my Savior. You're my Lord.
Yeah.
I'm a new creature. I've got a brand new heart. I renounce Satan and all of his works. You see, I only live to serve you. I'm a part of your body, the church. Yeah.
Thank you.
things are important to people in the Bible. Now here is this more significant than the one who, according to the New Testament, has a new name that names or means Savior. In Matthew 1:21, we read words attributed to an angelic messenger speaking to Joseph. It says, "She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The name Jesus means Jehovah, our Savior. It is the New Testament equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua, Yeshua, or Hosea. While others wore these names in honor of God, Jesus bore his name as an expression of the Savior God that the New Testament says he was. Whether or not he accepted the claims of the New Testament regarding Christ, it's important for us to see that the scriptures honor the name Jesus for several reasons. According to them, it is the name by which we must be saved, nor is there salvation in any other name.